Very softly I whisper, whisper. Are you ready? I am of the many who always wait, so to walk upon the path of delight, through the doors of your closed eyes, even though they are squeezed tight. And as the leaves in winded fright, and as the cosmic white, and as the smiles that burn perpetually bright, my loving light makes laughter in this, your loneliness of night. She was lying motionless, with her head over the bank, now almost into the water. Beside her was the black walking hat with the wide brim. I kneeled beside her, but she didn't turn, rather continued talking into the water. "See how the flowing water makes serenity," she said, "before it goes over the fall. When it does, its mood changes to one of agitation." I could see the white and blue splashing torrent she was referring to. It was as if it was as she described it, but after, it soon became tranquil as before, and carried on gently flowing away. She was talking again. Of course it was he. "Now you try. Well, go on, what are you waiting for?" I was looking into the water and at her reflection, then at my own. I made an attempt to put together the beautiful words. Nothing came, because she's always right about things. I closed both my eyes and made another attempt. Moments later, almost too easily and without forethought, the words began appearing in my mind. It was as though they were my own thoughts. I spoke out loud for her. "I gave you earrings of amethyst, and your hands I gently kissed. Your beautiful body I lovingly caressed by the bluest ocean mist. I took the sparkling light from the sky, so to weave a golden gown. My existence I encircled, and placed upon your head as a crown." When it became dark, I commanded whispers amongst the tidal waves, and caused sounds of heaven in the deepest sea-hidden caves. "I wanted eternity for you, so I held your stare in my hand, knowing that in your sleep you would see me, then, always understand." "Hey," she offered with a bright smile, "you are more able at this than I. Thank you for those wonderful thoughts. Your talent is superlative because you can sing the words. You are the angel who sings." "Thank you," she said. "I want you to try again and allow more to come through. I want to hear." "Yes, I do. Much." I could tell that she was happy, and anything that perpetuated this emotion in her was necessary for me to do. This particular activity is great fun, too. Again, moments later, and after trying with both eyes closed, the words began to appear. This time they were slower, which made my speaking them easier. "Love in descent. A breathless caress, through infinity's circular, moving complement. Falling together, twisted, enmeshed, and blended. Always downward, with one meaning, never begun, nor ended. Only circles of desire upon the sweeping waves of ocean's face. Awareness of ecstasy, limitless slumber, in never-woken grace. Reaching enveloping whispers, made from formless and tireless space. Further, we are falling, the forever falling of oblivion's descent. We are a mixture of one meaning, one continually occurring sentiment, only fulfillment and knowing. Among dreamscapes, with passion blowing, descending through forever. Held together, in immortality's flowing. "My, my, you are brilliant," she'd said, while rolling over and clapping her hands, "for a mere boy, a mere boy, boy, boy." That was called Mariana by the Water, by the way. "I love you, David Lawrence." I touched her while she was smiling. Her lips were soft, but cold. I wondered whether it was the cold water in the stream that had made them so. It would not be long before they became warm again. The silver sparkle, albeit very faint, was still in the brown rings of her eyes. Watching that colour, as it moved with her voice, was fascinating for me to do.